If you're looking to rent an Airbnb in Anaheim, perhaps for a weekend trip to Disneyland or maybe a ball game at the Big A, you might want to make some other arrangements. The Anaheim City Council put the kibosh on short-term rentals at a meeting last week. Landlords and homeowners who take part in short-term renting now have 18 months to shut it all down. And until then, if you rent out your place without proper permits, there are consequences, like having your water and power cut off. Here now with more is Gustavo Arellano. He is the editor of the OC Weekly, and this is KCRW's Orange County Line. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Larry.
So let's talk about Disneyland. I mean, Disneyland's certainly a huge draw in Anaheim. Did the hotel and entertainment industries have any influence in this decision?
Oh, yeah. The Hotel Workers Union, Unite Here, they were really pushing against the short-term rentals because in their minds, and rightfully so, if you have more of these Airbnbs popping up in Anaheim, that's taking revenue away from these hotels. And it might seem like a drop in the bucket of the hotels. There's thousands of hotel rooms in Anaheim, big, huge hotels, and, you know, only a couple hundred houses or, you know, places in Anaheim that are on Airbnb or whatever. But still, they made a pretty convincing argument. So you had this interesting coalition of you have these liberal unions, you have these relatively conservative homeowners, and then you have Mayor Tate, who is a rock red Republican, uniting together and being able to fight, you know, successfully fight against Airbnb.
So let's talk about this. You know, if I own a home in Anaheim and I rent it without a permit, or I rent it beyond the 18-month period, who's coming after me?
The feds and the way of the Anaheim utilities. One thing about Anaheim is that's different from other cities in Orange County. They run their own electricity and they run their own water. So they have their own municipal utilities. So they're just going to cut it off immediately. And on top of that, they're going to go start fining people up to $2,000 a day if you start renting. At least right now, if you try to do it new, then they're going to fine you immediately. And then for the people who did apply for the permits, and that's one thing that needs to be noted also, which is so remarkable, is that for the past couple of years, people who wanted to rent their homes or rooms on Airbnb, they had to go through the city, file a permit, have all the information. That was the legal way that the city, sort of a stopgap measure for these past couple of years. So not only is the city banning these forever, they're also revoking all those permits. But, you know, Tate's trying to be fair and says, okay, you guys have 18 months to basically figure out what you're going to do with these property rentals. And then after that, we're going to go after you.
Any lawsuits on the horizon, in your opinion? Will Airbnb or even short-term renters themselves take the city of Anaheim to court?
Oh, you know it's going to happen. It's Orange County. There's going to be some lawyer. And to me, it's going to be interesting because Airbnb is seeing this all across the country. And they've been increasingly aggressive in maintaining that people have the right to do whatever they want with their properties. You know, who cares about restrictions? Who cares about zoning? So I think you'll definitely see a lawsuit filed in the next couple of months. It'll be interesting to see, though, who's going to be the people funding it.
Any indication other cities in Orange County will follow Anaheim's lead?
Maybe. I mean, there's been other fights in, mostly the coastal cities, Seal Beach, Laguna Beach. They've all had their own restrictions. But nowhere has these rentals been more popular than Anaheim because for the obvious reasons, Disneyland, the Angels, the convention center and whatnot. But I also don't think the fight will be as big because also Anaheim is far bigger. It's the biggest city in Orange County. So it's going to be much more magnified here.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks so much.